You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how are you?
Very good.
Did you bike in today?
I didn't. I have to drive on Mondays because I drive to Mangere on Monday afternoons, but it is perfect biking weather.
It is.
Looking at the cyclists, feeling very jealous.
I've got to say, there's nothing worse than being, you know, regularly a biker, and then the day that you have to have a car is the most nicest weather day of the week. You're so...
It's a waste.
It's unfair.
It's a waste. I'm going to bike tomorrow.
Nice. Love to hear it. You've brought us a very interesting looking book this morning. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, we haven't even preambled on this behind the scenes. And just apologies for all the pronunciation I'm going to give up in the next few minutes.
I believe in you.
This is called Vladivostok Circus. This is by Liza Shua Dusapin. She is a French-Korean writer. She writes in French, so this has been translated, and it's her third novel.
Oh, cool.
She was quite well known for a novel called Winter in Sokcho. I don't know if anyone knows that, but
yeah.
It was a beautiful, visceral novel about going to South Korea and going to the coast. And this is completely different. It's set in Russia, Vladivostok, and Natalie is newly out of fashion school, and she gets brought on to be a costume designer for this troupe of circus performers.
Immediately love this premise. That is so fantastic.
So she arrives just as the circus season is ending in Vladivostok, and she's focusing on the team that do the Russian bar. And I had to Google this, but it's like there's three performers, two are on the bottom and they hold this long bendy bar, and then the main performer jumps on it like it's a trampoline.
Wow.
And they have to land on it. It's really narrow.
Wow.
Well, the two on the bottom hold it on their shoulders.
Oof.
So it's a performance of high trust and
strength.
High danger.
Yeah,
exactly. And you have to read each other and be very, very close. So it's just Natalie, the manager called Leon, he's from Quebec, and then the three performers. And it just really captures a moment in time where people are trying to nut out a creative process. So they're choosing the concept, the moves, and they're trying to nail this particular move, the sound, the lighting, all of that. So, but all of it's entrenched in this need for safety as well. And she just doesn't know anything about circuses, so she's come in there. So it's not like gross animal circus, it's like Cirque du Soleil type circus performers.
Gross animal circus. A good band name, yeah.
So, so they're getting ready over this winter period, and they're in, it's really like, it's not a character-driven novel, is it like a deep dive on a character's from where they come from and how they got there, but you just get these snippets over their conversations and their downtime. But they're in the working in the empty big top, and they're working in this space that usually has lots of people, and it's just them. And like they all huddle in this caravan and work on their laptops and stuff.
Ooh.
It does. It's hard to tell the timing of this. Like it doesn't mention the war. The jumper, Anna, she's Ukrainian, but it's kind of got technology. So I think it's
contemporary.
Yeah, it's contemporary, but not like super right now.
Yeah.
And if they didn't mention it, that would be really weird. I just think it's this real, like, I don't know, I think for people like BFM creative people, you just think of how those times that you've come across a group of people for a period of time, and then you don't even know their last names or anything, and they just slowly reveal these things to you.
Ooh,
I think this
great.
Captures that. And you know there's this element of looking back, because there's these letters that she's written to her dad that are reflecting on the time in the circus.
So, okay, right.
Yeah, you're piecing it all together while being really creative and beautiful, and like concepts that don't work and then they change their minds for certain reasons.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a process novel. That sounds very exciting.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Also, I don't know if anyone else was a kid like this, but I was absolutely obsessed with the circus as a kid.
Mm.
Just like the concept of it, the kind of weird, slightly spooky vibe of it.
Me too.
Then my brother got locked in a portaloo at the circus in Christchurch, and that kind of ended the dream a little bit for me. But I'm not even kidding, a literal clown had to unlock it for him. That's his traumatic childhood memory to take forever into. He's an actor now, so maybe it's really boded well for him. Yeah. But this is reminding me of like books and movies and stuff that as a kid I was quite obsessed with that world. So this is definitely one for me, I reckon.
I was reading it and I'm like, am I reading a sporty book? This feels a bit sporty.
Ah, you know? Cool. Okay.
Good team.
But in a good way.
That's the most BFM sentence ever. It's a sports book, but in a good way.
But I think check out her writing as well. She is just really beautiful, sparse, quite short, not a deep dive.
Cool.
And this really beautiful sense of place, which Winter and Sockchill has as well. Her last one, which I haven't read, was called The Pachinko Parlor, which I think is also atmospheric, set in Japan. So she travels around.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. This sounds fantastic. Remind us of the name and the author.
Vladivostok Circus by Liza Sheward Dusapin. It's $35, published by Scribe, and it's on the shelf now.
Fab. And we'll put a link to that in the podcast if you are trying to write that word down and you're also not very good at your Russian pronunciation. Yeah. Thank you very much, Jenna. Lovely to see you. See you soon.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.